Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm Queen Chickenhead.
And I'm Breezy the Gent.
And we are the You Ain't Shit Podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in again and again and again. This is week 3. How y'all feeling? Because I'm feeling great. How you feeling?
I'm tired, okay? I think I might need some, is it maca root or something? Because mama needs some energy. Work has been stressing me out. I should have saved my DC trip for this weekend because I need to get away.
Work has been stressing you out. So this is a new job.
Yes, it is a new job.
Are you still in training?
No.
Oh, so you working.
Yeah, like we on the phones and everything. Cute. It's real cute. But okay. These people be getting on my nerves. Friday was a testament of my patience because...
Have you ever... I feel like I might have asked you this before. You done this line of work before?
I have. Like
some call center shit?
I have, but it was wildly different. Like, okay. I worked for like call center for funeral homes, so.
Oh, yeah. That's way different.
Yeah, I had to act like I cared about what they were calling about.
I mean, even still, to a degree, in every call center, you kind of, but then
no, every call center don't. This one is literally like fake it. Legit fake it because you don't care. Like, you gotta lie and be like, oh yeah, I understand. I don't. Sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're still caring, though. You're still showing face that you care. That's me all day. Like, that's literally all day. Like, oh, I can completely understand why you know, feel that way, but we can't help you. Not that simple, but, you know, like, you gotta give them a little something. Like, oh yeah, I understand. I get it.
See, I would rather do that. Like, tell them I can't tell them I can't help them. I have find a way to help them because it's people, you know, I don't want to tell y'all what I do, but it's every day. It's something that you need every day. So.
Is it busy? Is it like back-to-back-to-back calls?
Friday was. Yes. Friday was our busiest day for this to be the first week we were on the phones. And they were like, Tuesday's going to be ridiculous because we're closed on Monday.
Sorry, y'all. No Rona. I'm chilling. Don't worry about it.
She better not listen.
just got a little cough.
No. Yeah, we were away for a week, guys. We had our lives to live. But we're here.
How was your time away? How was your weekend? That my passed. Time away is both always, weekends.
Oh, yeah. My time away is always good. It's always food filled. It's always a trip because of food. So it's always good. And this past weekend was just gathering my thoughts in my life to get prepared for the following week that's coming up. How was yours?
It was good. My time was good. I had shit to shoot. That's usual, which is cool and great. I just shot a baby shower. That was my first baby shower. I'm excited to put that together.
A Rona baby shower.
It was a Rona baby shower. So it was a drive-thru.
Right. Okay. That's cute.
She did a drive-thru and then it was a small private affair in the backyard for just the invited, like just a small group of people. Like it was social distance. It was cute. But yeah, it was basically a drive-up because her family had like literally a driveway where you can enter in one and then exit in the other.
Oh, so they got money.
That's what it sounds like. It's a very, very beautiful neighborhood in the suburbs. So I would say, yes, they had enough money to do that. So that was nice.
That's actually really cute.
I can't speak on their dime. I don't know. But the drive-through part was real cute. They just had people drive up, drop off the gifts, say what they had to say, and then drive out. It was like a thank you sign at the end. It was real cute. Like, they set it up real nice.
That's cute. Okay, I can see how that works.
Yeah, and then the backyard part, they had like hella food, music. There was a DJ there, and then they had games, and then they opened the gifts. Like it was cool. I feel like I went through all of that because I haven't really been to many baby showers in my lifetime to know how they ever work. So it was nice to see that, especially in the Rona, how people are conducting things.
Yeah, baby showers are interesting. I never understood the opening of gifts at baby showers, so I think that's pointless because it's like, I know what I have in my registry. You know what you got me. why does it matter if everybody else knows, you know? And I half get the that. Stuff I'm probably not even going to use or the baby's not going to wear. So
it's for everybody else to see, I guess. And to get your little ooze and eyes out.
No, I think it's pointless. That's an hour wasted at a time, because that's always like low key the end of the baby shower.
It was the end, and it took a little bit, but you know, we was there, we was out there rocking. Congratulations to the couple. They're both their first babies, so that's an exciting thing for them and their families.
Yeah, as long as it's not baby number four.
Nah, just baby number one. I shot that, and that was cool. I went to a new place for a date. Me and my girlfriend went to Wax and Wine. I don't know if it was last weekend.
So Wax and Wine, that's a candle spot, right?
Yes. If you're interested, it's down on 10th and Pine, downtown. Wax and Wine, it's a really good place. It's welcoming. It's cute for couples, and it's also cute for friends. Like, it's just a really nice place to go to if you're into candles. You get to make your own scents, take them home, 2 candles apiece, and it's BYOB, so you can drink there, be merry, make candles. It was a good time.
That sounds really cute. Oh, date night. That's cute.
It was cute. I was drunk.
Oh, God. What were you guys sipping on?
Jack.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack. That was it. Jack and Coke. Kept it simple.
I was about to say, real simple. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cute. Cute little date night.
Mm,
dates are cute.
Let's do a little foreplay.
So, what... You know, what the fuck has been going on in celebrity world? What shit have they been getting into?
So, what really caught my eye this week was our girl, Niecy Nash. She got married. Let's first give a congratulations. Shout out to the newlyweds, Niecy Nash, or now Niecy Betts.
Carol Denise Betts.
There we go. Ooh. Here we go. Put some respect on that.
A black name. You ain't never hear one. Child. Carol Denise.
Leave her alone. There's Carols out here that's of other descendants.
No, ain't nothing like a black Carol. I'm going to tell you that now. Most Carols I know, they are something else. Something else. So I can see it.
I don't know if I ever knew her name was Carol.
I didn't, but I knew her. I knew Niecy came from Denise.
That makes sense.
That's a common nickname for Denise. I just thought Denise was her first name.
Yeah, she just got married to Jessica Betts, who is a musician, songwriter, singer. She's been doing her thing for a minute and got her break. Well, one of her breaks, because I don't know if this was her only big gig, but that I saw that she was featured on Claws. I don't know if y'all knew about Claws. That was Niecy Nash's most recent sitcom.
Oh, my goodness.
Claws. It was a good show.
It was. Claws is what made me like Karrueche.
Me too. Definitely. Like, I loved her after that.
Yeah, I didn't understand the hype about her. I'm not into the whole Chris Brown person, so I didn't really care about their relationship or who she was. But once I started watching Claws, I was like, oh, that's my girl. Yeah, I like Claws. Claws, I haven't watched the last season, which I think was the final season.
Yeah.
But Claws is actually a really good show. Two-time Emmy nominated. Well, they won 2 Emmys. Yeah. Back to back. So, yeah. Claws is a really good show.
So if y'all have Hulu, Claws is on there. I think it's still on there, because that's how I watched it. It was on Hulu when I binged on it. But all 3 seasons should be on there. But yeah, Niecy Nash and Jessica Betts just got married, which that wasn't even the big news to me. It's really just a congratulations and move on. Like, that's cool. But the big news was that the timeline and how she moved, like, that's, I don't know if y'all knew Niecy Nash was married, like, just recently. She got divorced in December of 2019,
and that's what kind of confused me, because I was like, when I saw the wedding photos, I'm like, oh, she got married to her husband again, and I was like, mm-mm. That's not a man. I was like, I thought her husband was bald.
Yeah, he is. And not her husband.
Because her husband's actually good looking. He's a good looking man. So I was like, okay. So I wonder, even though of course they're going to say that Jessica's not the reason, or her relationship with Jessica might not be the reason, but I wonder how long have they actually been dealing with each other? I wonder if it goes...
I think they were married. Oh, you heard how long her and Jessica was dealing with each other?
Yeah, like, I know Niecy Nash and her husband were married since 2011. I know that. I want to know how far back does Niecy and Jessica's relationship actually extend? Like, does it go further than her Jessica being on the show in 2018?
Yes.
Because Jessica is, besides Claus, she actually got her, from what I remember, her first break from that reality competition show with Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So she won that.
I didn't see that, but that's decent, okay.
Yeah, she was the winner of that. But ever since that, I haven't heard anything about her until she was on Claus. So I want to know how far back the relationship actually extends, and did that have anything to do with her husband not, you know, actually divorcing, like her finding happiness with Jessica and her being like, fuck this nigga.
So I did dive deep into Jessica's Instagram and found Niecy Nash on there in 2016. Mm. So that's as far back as I can timestamp it, because that's as far back as it's publicly timestamped.
Okay. So what was, like, was it like?
It was just to check out my homegirl's music. She's decent.
Oh.
Just one of those. But she also called her homegirl in 2018, mm-hmm. too. So
yeah, quote-unquote homegirl.
That she's now married to.
Y'all love calling people homegirls or homeboys. And just say it. Just honestly.
Just call it what it is.
Yes.
She eat my pussy. Great.
There we go.
Like, just say the shit.
There we go.
That's what the fuck was going on.
Like, I'm all about living in your truth. I think the whole plot twist was funny. It was cute. Niecy Nash is a comedian, so it's on brand for her. But sis, just living your truth. I hate, don't call nobody your homegirl if you fucking them.
But I mean, that's what she's doing now. I don't know if you saw her. She had made a comment, or she had already came out with a comment saying that, like, it wasn't alluding to actually being gay. Like, she never said that those words, but it seemed like that's what she meant, because she was just saying, like, all her life she went the traditional route because of her family, and not wanting to disappoint anybody or be shunned out of the family because they're just a real old school black family. And I mean, like, let's not lie, as much as we want to be progressive, like, the old school staple black family don't really fuck with gays.
And that's okay. And at that point, I feel like, especially Niecy Nash, she's about to be 50. So it's like, and you're probably...
She is 50. She just 50. Turned 50 in February.
And you're probably the breadwinner of your family. Girl, you gotta let them know. Get with the times or bye. And they're... I'm pretty sure she's... you know, financially helping a lot of people in her family, especially part of her parents.
Right.
So it's like,
let me live my life and
right. If you got a problem with it, then me and my bank account can go somewhere else, because it is what it is. And I know she mentioned that they are religious. That's okay. I know gay. Right. I know of gay pastors. That's okay. Like, it's a thing.
We all do, whether we know so or not.
Right. Like, stop using religion as a cover up or as a cop out for why you don't want to be who you actually are, who you feel that you are inside of you. Like, come on.
Sometimes there is a real fear. There's a real fear in that.
And that's okay. But eventually, because at the end of the day, you're hurting yourself by not being who you truly are.
Some people don't see it that way, because if you're making so many people happy just by this one, like, seemingly little decision, then why not?
Fuck, that's how she lived this whole time. But fuck their happiness. It bothers me that it took her this many years to actually, you know, find true happiness. And she was married to someone for, what, 8 years?
I'm glad that she finally did it, no matter how long it took, honestly, because it's going to take however long it takes a person. Like, that's it. It's everyone is completely different on how they process their feelings for just anything. Not even just about another gender or anything like that, but that too.
You know, that's true.
It takes different people different times to process it and come to terms with it too.
That's true. It makes me think of this show I watch, 90 Day Fiancé, the other way, right? It's this older white guy on there who actually moved to Mexico to be with his 30-year-old lover. And he has, the white guy, he has four kids that are late 20s, early 30s. And it's low-key the same thing. He's married once. And he said in the beginning, like, he was having children to make, you know, his family happy. And he was married to make his family happy. And then when him and his ex-wife got divorced, it was like, he knew. Like, he told his kids straight off the bat, like, I'm gay. I knew all my life that I was gay, but I did this to make everybody else happy. He's, what, in his 50s now, moved down to Mexico, started a whole new life just to be with his lover. And it's like, I get it. And, you know, you want to be protective of not only yourself, but your family. And back in the day, like, that wasn't something easy to do, to be openly out. But
imagine how many people, like, to this day are still living that life. That's so many people's story.
I personally don't get it. I always look like, why can't you? But it's because I am heterosexual. I haven't had to, you know, to deal with it. And I applaud everybody that, you know, eventually comes out. Even the ones that don't, I applaud you because you still go on every day. And, you know, you put on a brave face for everybody else. So, yeah, I'm happy for her. Happiness is the one goal in life, just to be happy. Doesn't matter how it comes. So, yeah, congrats.
Shout out to the newlyweds.
Just a quickie.
So, I have a question.
Okay.
When you're having casual sex, do you need to have a conversation about what it is, or is this something that's just known by how you are with each other?
Okay, so are you asking, do I need to have this talk with the person? Like, this is like, I only want casual sex.
Yeah, like, does it need to be agreed upon with both parties? Maybe in the beginning, I'm thinking, but just in general, do you need to have some type of conversation with the person, your partner, if you only want them to be your partner for sex?
Yes. I say yes because you don't want to complicate things. So being straight up and telling them on your first interaction or even the first time you guys talk, you're like, hey, I'm not looking to be in a relationship. I'm not looking to be in anything serious. I just want sex. And if you just want sex with that person, I can't, because I'm not just having sex with one person right now. So it's kind of like a sticky situation. It's kind of hard for me to explain this, but communication is always, you know.
I feel like it should be easier for you to explain it because you're having casual sex. Have you had these conversations?
No.
So you, you not even doing it right. Do these niggas know that they're just having the casual sex with you or no?
Yeah. Okay. But this is my thing. They also, how do they know that? Because we've had talks in between us having sex or like texting. But they also know, like, I want a relationship. I just don't know who I want the relationship with. That's what I'm saying. It's just,
You are the one.
I'm like, can I really speak on it? Come on, y'all. Know my situation.
Okay,
like,
she can't speak on it, y'all. I see why.
I can. I just said communicate with the person. Let them know, like, hey, this is what I want.
But, ma'am, are you sure that you're having casual sex? Because it don't sound like you're sure.
With 3 out of 4, yes.
Okay. All right. So, but then you're not sure. I got a headache.
Y'all. Tables are not fun, guys. Situationships are not fun.
This is why This is why I don't deal with, never have dealt with situationships, because I'm not putting myself through nothing like that.
It's okay. It's
true. We are going to be absolutely sure that we are having casual sex, because I know that that is all I want from that person.
Listen, okay, I'm going to explain something here, right? So I've had this talk with Trash Bang.
Mm-hmm.
But I told him, like,
Would you want to be with him?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I would. And okay. I told him that. And
cool.
He told me, and I knew this from the rip, like, he told me, we actually had this conversation before we actually had sex the first time, that he wasn't looking for anything serious, because he just got a relationship. Cool. Calm, okay. You know? But then, like, as shit go on, you know, niggas, they like to do extra shit. I don't know why. If you just want casual sex with me, don't do extra with me. Because then I'ma look at you like, all right, nigga, what you want to do?
Okay, so he told you in the beginning that he didn't want anything.
And I was like, okay, that's cool.
All right.
Because, you know, my situation with old bae.
Right.
So, you know, shit was cute. But then, you know, he did the birthday thing for me. We went out. We, at one point, we had seen each other, like, every week. So it was like, all right, nigga. You don't want anything serious, but you're moving like you're trying to do something serious. I'm like,
is he though?
Yes. If you just want casual sex, you don't gotta do extra shit with me. I'm that type of person. Like, I'm okay with just texting me. Hey, I want to see you. Or I'm gonna text you like, come eat. You know.
Okay.
It is what it is. Like, I'm going to be straightforward with you.
Okay.
I'm not the type you gotta hold my hand and be like, you know, we can go out. No, we don't have to go out. We can just fucking it be that. Because I can go out with somebody else.
Okay.
Like, I have a main nigga I can do shit with. That don't have to be you.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there not a courtesy at all? I guess not. I guess it's not.
Everybody's different. I don't need that courteous shit. I don't.
I feel you. Because I don't either. So I understand. I get it.
Like, yeah, it's weird. What you think?
I definitely think casual sex should be agreed upon if it's going to just be casual sex. Like, if you know that you're going into the situation just wanting to have sex with this person, just say that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not what they want, then they'll say that. And y'all will both know that. To make a decision on whether or not you want to continue from there. But, like, be mature about it. Like, you don't just gotta fucking act like you want to be with somebody just because you want to have sex with them. Like, that's the corny part of things. If it's going to be casual sex, just say that. Don't be afraid to say it, because if they don't want that, then that's fine. There's going to be plenty of other people that you're going to want to have casual sex with, and they're going to want to have casual sex with you.
There we go.
Like, plenty of people. There are, like, millions of people in the world. Trillions. There's so many people. There's literally so many people. I don't understand why people get hung up on, like, one person. Yes. Like, there are so many people.
My God. And that's the thing. It's especially, Jesus Christ. Listen, give the other person a choice. Don't make that choice for them. Don't
right,
be like,
right.
Oh, we had sex this many times. Oh, no. You mine now. You my nigga. You my bitch. No.
Right.
Give that person a choice to, you know, let them be able to choose if they want to be with you.
Definitely don't make assumptions on the other hand.
Don't make
even if you didn't have the conversation, don't assume like, oh, all right, this is what it is then. No. Especially if you didn't have the conversation, don't assume that.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's why we always say from episode 1, communication is key. If you don't communicate properly, how do you know? You know, how do you know where you guys stand?
Right. At any point in a working relationship, whether it be a fucking friendship, somebody in your family, or an intimate relationship, like, all of those things have to be laid out.
Yes, and don't be scared to ask. Like, I always say, the worst somebody can tell you is no. Do not be scared to ask. Stop being so afraid to approach people and ask them questions you want to know answers to. If you feel like you have a problem with actually communicating with somebody, then you don't need to be dealing with anyone until you get that under wraps. You need to find out how you can easily communicate your feelings and express yourself.
And not be afraid to be you there for anybody.
Yes. Yes. Don't, if you feel like you really like somebody and tell them. The worst they can do is say no. The worst they can do is say they don't like you, and that's okay. Their loss. That's fine. Then once they say they don't like you the same way you like them, in my opinion, leave them alone. Go find somebody that's going to actually value you. But don't keep making the situation worse by complicating it by still fucking them.
Right. Just because you think eventually they'll change their minds or some shit like that. Like, you spend enough time together, you have enough sex, you do enough different things that they want to do. Now you think they going to want to be with you or something.
Yes, pussy has some power, but it ain't that powerful. Same thing with dick. Dick ain't that powerful either. I don't care what nobody
says. This pussy talking English, Spanish, French. That's all you I'm saying. That's all the fuck I'm saying, but I'm going to leave it at that.
You know what? I'm not doing this.
Euros, dollars, yens. The fuck? Please.
Jesus Christ. All I'm saying is stop relying on your damn... Excluding me. You know what? I'm over you, okay? I am over you. But yes. Value yourself. Please value yourself, your feelings, and yeah.
Don't be afraid to communicate.
Here we go.
What's your relationship status? That is.
So I have an interesting question. Will you stay with your partner after they publicly humiliate you?
Can I ask you that question first? Because you want to be the bitch to be like, no, I wouldn't. No, the fuck, I wouldn't. But I'm over here like, what are we talking about here? Like, what is the public humiliation? What happened? Depends on the situation here. What are we talking about?
Okay.
What are we considering humiliation?
All right. So I get that. And I'll use an example. I'll go back to my situation from the last episode is when my ex cheated on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, say if instead of me finding out via finding the receipt, I found out because either one of my friends or one of our mutual friends saw him out with the girl. So that's one form of quote unquote public humiliation. Whereas it's a third party involved.
If somebody else saw your man.
Yeah, so now they're, you know, one, they come to you about it, and then they're, like, looking at you like, all right, so what you gonna do? So now you feel some type of way because they not only made you look stupid to yourself, but they made you, you know, they kind of put you in an awkward position because now somebody else saw you. Or the other public humiliation is the whole... Maybe the person that your significant other was cheating on you with brought it to social media, which is something that happens a lot. So not only does...
Like what? Like how?
Like, say if they may have... They could have added you on, like, Twitter and posted a picture of them with your man, or...
Oh, okay. Like the messy side person.
Yeah, like the real messy shit. Pretty much that. And then, you know, you may have maybe it just brought up on some type of social media shit, and then y'all going back and forth now, so now everybody's in your fucking business. So now they want to know what the fuck you about to do, how you about to respond, how you about to act, and all the extra shit.
And all of this sounds like, I don't know, maybe call me naive or something, but... Humiliation sounds like it's something that the person who feels humiliated allows. Like, you're allowing the feeling of humiliation to happen because you care if so-and-so sees your boyfriend in this compromising situation or something like that. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think that would be humiliating because I don't care if so-and-so saw it. I more so care that so-and-so is doing it. like so-and-so seeing it, it's just like, all right, cool, but we just still need to address what's actually going on. So that's not the humiliation part of it. It's just like maybe more embarrassed.
Okay.
But humiliated. I don't know. That just sounds real deep.
Embarrassed and humiliate are synonyms. So it's the same thing.
But they are like kind of different when it comes to a feeling standpoint, and we're talking psychology, because I don't know. Humiliation is, it seems more of a public thing, because embarrassment can happen. You can be embarrassed on your own. Like you can just be by yourself and trip and fall and be embarrassed.
It's the same thing as if nobody saw, but I'm still embarrassed because you still cheated on me. I'm still humiliated even though nobody saw because you still cheated on me. Humiliation is how someone makes you feel like you're oneself, is a feeling, just like embarrassment is a feeling. So if I'm going into like the Webster's Dictionary definition, it's make someone feel ashamed and foolish by injuring their dignity and self-respect. Same thing is embarrassment. You're hurt. It's just another form of being hurt.
I like that definition. But it kind of like adds on to my point still. If it's about like your dignity and whatever, I forgot the other fucking adjective already, but.
And self-respect.
Yeah, your dignity and your self-respect, like, it's up to you how you allow someone to do that. So still, like, what can possibly be a humiliating situation is what you allow to be a humiliating situation.
It doesn't matter if you allow it or not. It's still humiliating the way how you look at it. Because even if you don't, even if you're not, I'm going to. Okay, so even if you're not looking at, quote unquote, the outside perspective on the situation, your own perspective, how are you looking at it? How do you feel?
Fine. Like, I don't know.
You feel fine if they went out with somebody?
So I wouldn't feel something humiliated.
Really?
No, I don't think that I would feel that way.
So
like,
if your
humiliated,
girlfriend,
no, that's on them. They decided to do that. They should be fucking humiliated. Why am I humiliated?
Because you just sat there and put your all into that person and they still play with you.
Okay, so what? That's what happens in relationships.
No,
people
it don't.
Should understand that shit.
It don't happen in relationships, not all.
Okay, but it happens in general, in life. Like, the fuck, like, I just wouldn't feel humiliated. Like, they just allowing that to loom over me for what? No, it's not humiliating. That other person should be embarrassed. That other person should be humiliated. I'm not humiliated because they did something wrong. They did it wrong. I didn't do shit.
So
I don't
you
feel
don't
bad.
Feel any type of way about you. You pretty much wasted your time. Your time,
no
your
time
energy,
is wasted.
And your feelings. Yes, it is.
Now, I definitely feel differently about that. No time is wasted.
See,
No time is wasted. Everything, every singular thing that happens in your life, even us sitting right here together, everything happens for a reason. So no time is wasted. Like, just none. I can be in a relationship for motherfucking 10 years and get divorced and get married to a man. Reverse Niecy Nash this shit. And I still wouldn't think my time was wasted.
See, no.
You learn from everything. It's no waste of time.
That's not... I don't think so. I used to think that way, but I disagree. I truly
disagree.
And
why do you disagree?
Because, to me, time is precious. And I feel like if you sat there and wasted my time, told me X, Y, Z, but was doing other shit that contradicts everything you told me, and we spent like 4 or 5 years together, you just wasted my time. Because I could have moved somewhere for a job. I could have did a whole bunch
could've,
of other shit. Coulda,
shoulda, woulda. The biggest thing about me, and you'll learn throughout this whole thing, like, coulda, shoulda, woulda's are not things. I don't give a fuck about a coulda, shoulda, woulda. We're not having a conversation if you're talking about coulda. We're not having a conversation if you're talking about woulda. It was already the past. We're just not talking about it. Why is there a coulda, shoulda, woulda at any point? This is why people have these feelings and loom over things, because it's all this, oh, we could have been this, we should have been that, he would have been here if I would have did that.
See, no, that's
none
not
that,
how
oh,
I'm
that's dumb.
See, you're talking about a person and how your relationship would have been XYZ. No, I'm talking about me as
even
a person.
Still, coulda, shoulda, wouldas are not they're nothing.
No.
Like if you are going into a situation thinking like, oh yeah, I could have been traveling more, or I could have been doing this, that's the waste of time. That's in my opinion, if you're going to waste, if you're talking about wasting time, that's a waste of time. Coulda, shoulda, wouldas are waste of time.
And I feel like people that aren't really connected with their emotions think that way.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's like you're looking at it, because I'm looking at it as perspective of somebody who put their all into someone else.
Right.
And was expecting it in returns, but I didn't get it because...
All right, now your expectations were, are your fault. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's not expectations. Expectations are what I thought... what I was looking at him to be. I wasn't looking at him to be anything. I was, if I'm told something and at one point I was given it, and then through some weird exchange, something changed within my partner. That's not an expectation.
Right.
That's something that was already given, something that was already proven. And then he veered off, and unlike we was talking about last week, instead of him communicating that he wanted to do XYZ, he just went and did it. So it was like I was looking at the situation as me losing so much time that I could have did other shit. If I was communicated that, you know, he wanted to fucking... He was interested in somebody else. Cool, whatever. Go do your thing. I'm about to go do mine. And... if it's made for us to, you know, get back in contact with each other, cool. But I don't look at it as an expectation because I never expected anything out of him from the rip. But to be honest, and I don't look at that as expectation. That's something that you would think people would naturally just do or be.
I guess. It still sounded like an expectation to me. Whether or not they gave you that impression that that's the type of person that they were, for you to continuously expect them to be what they presented, it is all your perception and your fault to keep it that way after they're changing in front of your face. I wouldn't say fault. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. Not, oh, it's your fault. It's not that deep. But it's your perception. Yeah, for you to have an expectation is on... that's it. Straight up, for you to have expectations is on you. Like, for us to have expectations is completely on us. So, for us to be let down and then blame someone else for our expectations, that's where it becomes a little bit problematic.
But again, this is not an expectation. I'm not looking at it as an expectation because it's not. In my perspective... or I don't perceive it as an expectation. That's not my perception of it. It's just not like, I didn't look at it. I wasn't like believing it. Oh no, he's going to be this perfect. No, because nobody's perfect. I mean, I clearly wasn't. But, I'm sorry.
Usually.
It's just too much going on right now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to.
No, go ahead. Thought.
I still do understand where one would come from in that situation where you're in a committed relationship where you already had the understanding that you're monogamous and then something like that happens. So I get the letdown. I do get the letdown, but I don't know, man. I still wouldn't agree with the waste of time part of it.
It's okay. We can agree to disagree because right. I feel like my time is everything for me.
Are you dead?
No, and that's the thing.
Your time ain't over.
Okay, my time is everything. At the end of the day, it don't matter if I'm... Listen, we know life is short. So I feel like if you're going to sit there and, you know, quote unquote, be in a relationship with me, don't waste my time. Make it worth my while. And... I honestly say my last relationship wasn't worth my while. So my time was wasted.
I guess a worthwhile, it depends on the person. Because that was about to be my follow-up question. Like, what's worth your while then? Like, not falling in love isn't worth your while? Like, feeling that feeling is not worth your while?
No,
having those memories not worth your while?
No.
I guess not. Everybody's worthwhile is different. That's what I mean.
Because it's like, all that was Trump once, you know, once the infidelity happened. So now I'm like, okay, no, you wasted my time. Fuck that relationship. Fuck the feelings that I had because everything was a lie.
Okay.
We sat there in a relationship that was built on a lie. So what did I learn from it?
It was built On a lie?
Yes, that's how I look at it. Yes.
All right.
It just is what it is. That's what it is. I don't care. Everything that was told. That's,
it's fine. It's
everything
fine.
That was told to me from the beginning was a lie. I don't care.
Okay. Okay, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't fucking know. I don't know what was a lie and what was the truth. So I'm not about to say shit about that. I have no idea. But damn, like, everything just based on a lie.
Yep. That's just how I feel when people... That's how I look at cheating. Like, okay, you...
Really? Yes. So that equates to based on a lie.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Great. I don't care. I don't care who don't agree. That's you. I am me and you are you. Just is what it is. So...
Right.
Okay, so you are saying that you wouldn't... You yourself would not feel humiliated if your partner cheated on you.
No, that wouldn't be the feeling I had. No. I don't think so. I've never been through it that I know of. But I don't know. Like, I don't think that I would feel humiliation. Like, I would be having so many other thoughts and so many other feelings. Like, humiliation would be the last thing. Like, putting myself through turmoil when they're already, like, putting me through it or trying to, like, I don't know, like, other people's actions don't control me. Like, that's the biggest thing. So if they're doing this shit or they're doing it, I'm not humiliated. And then even still, on the other hand, if I am doing it, or, like, I'm in the middle of somewhere doing something dumb that people would just look at, laugh at for the rest of their lives, I'm still not humiliated because I chose to do it. So either way you put it, I don't know if humiliation would be a feeling that I would ever feel.
So, okay, I'm going to let you know this. You're speaking from somebody that has never been cheated on.
Yeah.
Or you may have and just never knew.
Right.
Okay, so it's cute, it sounds cute, and it's all fine and dandy because... It's never happened to you.
Okay.
But, and you know I pray it never does because it's not a good feeling. But if you ever experience it, you'll understand where I'm coming from. Okay. You'll understand what a lot of other people are coming from. It is a humiliation no matter who does or does not know about it. No matter how you look at it. It's a humiliating, embarrassing feeling. Because even if, like, no, social media really didn't know about me and him.
Mm-hmm.
But... I knew about me and him. And yes, our families did, but they don't know how we broke up. And okay. That's okay. I'm not... It's nobody's business how we broke up.
Right.
But I know how and why we broke up. He knows how and why we broke up. I'm humiliated because I felt so... I was like, quote-unquote, head over heels. And I'm just like, why the fuck was I just so indebted into that relationship, into him? And I just felt stupid. So that's where my humiliation factor comes into. It's me.
I accept how you feel. Like, I just definitely based off I've never been there to say myself that I've been through it to have never done that. Like, I've never had that experience. So
yeah, it's just, yeah. That being cheated on feeling is not fun, and it does something to certain people. Like me, I was just like, fuck it. After a while, I was just like, okay, fuck it, his loss, which in the end was. Not to toot my own horn, but yeah. And that's just how I look at it. Like, it's a humiliation feeling within oneself. Yeah.
I get it. So, I mean... Would you stay with someone who publicly humiliated you? That's a no for you.
That's a fuck no for me. Publicly, especially no. Because, one, why are you bringing... Why is our business in the streets like that? And then, two... Okay, so I'm going to say this. If it's like my homegirl saw you out, that's something I can control. But if it's like something that was bought into the quote-unquote streets on social media or whatever, then no. Because what the fuck? I'm a low-key private person. Like, you might see who I'm dealing with, but you might not know to what extent.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. It is what it is. But no, if we are in a relationship, I would want, you know, our business to stay our business. Cheat on me? Don't let that bitch bring it to the fucking streets. Control that shit. Control it. And I'll handle whatever I need to handle on my side.
Okay. That's fine. That is completely fine.
So did you answer the question? I know we were trying to figure out.
My answer is for me. Like, fuck it. I don't think that I would ever feel the feeling of humiliation because I just simply wouldn't allow myself to feel those feelings. Like, it just wouldn't cross my mind. Like, oh, I'm so fucking humiliated. Like, I don't know. I couldn't see myself feeling that way about myself.
Okay.
I'm just too excited. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, there's so many things in life to be excited about. To loom over being humiliated over one person when there are so many other people and so many other experiences. It's just like, all right, cool, great. That's one experience. I'm not humiliated. I don't know. Like, that's just how I feel. That's how I think. Again, I don't know. Call me naive. But that's just how I feel. Like, I'm just more happy than anything else.
No, I don't look at it as being naive. I just don't think you are... You're not in tune with all of your feelings, your emotions. I just don't think you are.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I don't. Because you've never tapped into...
Tap me in.
Shut up. I guess, like, your stronger emotions, like, your upset, sad shit, like, the heartbreak emotions. Because they build you to, like, I'm happy that you're happy. You're one of those.
I ain't never say I've never been heartbroken, but I ain't never been, like, I never felt humiliated over it.
Okay.
Never felt humiliated over it. I'm happy about everything that I've ever gone through. I'm not about to say, like, literally I'm smiling over that shit. Like, it's not literally that, but it's like, I appreciate my experiences for what they are. What I learned from them, whether they were good experiences or bad experiences. I'm not going to say that just because I appreciate those experiences doesn't mean they weren't bad experiences, but I just take them differently.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
I've definitely had bad experiences.
And I'm not saying you didn't have bad experiences. We just look at things differently.
Yeah, for sure. Which is, this is great. This makes the shit. But, like, it's completely fine. And it's completely fine for, you know, anybody and everybody to take situations how they take them. We are not trying to push either of our agendas on anybody.
I don't care how y'all feel. I'm me and you're you. And that's just what it is.
Period. Bitch, I need some advice.
All right, so we do have a listener question.
This listener question is from Anonymous R. Hey, R. So, Anonymous R asks, what makes you a hoe? Is it sleeping with two guys or two girls or so in one day or within a week? What's the actual definition of a hoe? Is being a hoe different for a woman than it is for a man? So these were several questions, first of all. I should have said that because there were several questions and one question. But the end of it is, what makes you a hoe?
I'm going to tell you now. I don't believe in that word, hoe.
No such thing.
At all.
Nope.
I think it's a funny word. But... the word hoe was not existed in my vocabulary in my life.
Unless you work on a farm, you know, and you're actually using a hoe.
I don't even call it that shit. Like, give me a fucking that thing. Like, the
fuck? Let me get that rake thing.
There we go. The one that got a bent shovel. Here we go. Like, yo. The fuck? No. Like, sexually fluid? Yes. Hoe? No.
I feel that. I feel that 100%. Like, I think that we need to push that stigma out, like, hoe. I the answer is the same for me too. Like, there is no hoe.
So
there's no such thing.
Jokingly, I went and looked up what the definition of hoe is. on Urban Dictionary, right? So I'm going to read you what this funny thing says.
What do they think a hoe is?
So, from what I see on, it says a girl who goes after every guy, says slutty things, doesn't care about anyone but herself and boys, and wears clothes to make her look like she has. I'm guessing it was going to say sex appeal. I don't know.
So first of all.
So, huh?
Whatever man wrote this, like, was on some self-hating bullshit. That's what that sound like to me. Like, no. Oh. And no. There was a bunch of she's in that. First of all, we giving her a gender.
Wears clothes to try to make her look like she has a butt. What?
I have a problem with hoe having a gender.
I do too.
That's a big problem.
Yes, it is.
I have a big problem with hoe having, being a thing, but like in general, but hoe having a gender is a mess. Like every time you hear a hoe, you think of a girl. Why?
Yes, no, we are equal opportunity podcast over here. So a hoe applies to everyone. Okay?
But in my opinion, a hoe applies to no one. If you feel like you want to fuck, then go fuck. Okay? Listen. If you feel like you want to suck, then go suck. If you feel like you want to go lick, then do that shit too. Do what you want to do. Who cares? This is your business, not anybody else's. So a hoe is just another thing. Like, that's another thing. It's another thing that other people put on you. You feel like a hoe just because of other people's opinions, not because of your feelings, because you're the one who feel those feelings. So do you feel like yourself's a hoe, or is it somebody else making you think that? Those are your feelings.
And that's really what it comes down to. Here's my thing. If you like sex, you just like sex.
Period.
Just that's what it is. Like, I don't care if you had sex with other people in the day, girl. Get yours.
Live it. Live it and live that shit good. Like, listen. Shit. I'm not going to share. I'm not going to share. But neither I do I. have plenty stories. And I will say that I have never, not once, before, after, talking about it later, have I ever felt like a hoe. A hoe is a fucking feeling. And I ain't never feel like no motherfucking hoe.
Okay.
Like, they're the like, fuck?
What?
Never.
I'm still laughing at this definition. It said, doesn't care about anyone but herself and boys.
Like, and boys.
Now, take the and boys out, then I mean, I guess I'm a hoe. Please. By this definition, because I don't give a shit about nobody but myself. Jeez. Myself and my animals.
Somebody was hurt. Somebody was real hurt. It was crying and everything. Hurt. Doesn't care about anybody
whoever
but themselves.
Justin 2222.
Justin? It sounds like Justin wrote it.
Justin, I am sorry that little girl in the fifth grade hurt your feelings.
Yo, she really hurt you, dog.
And yeah, but what? Oh, listen to this. So you know how on Urban Dictionary it has the examples. It says, Susan said, did you see that girl flirting with that whole table of boys and wearing that tight see-through leggings? Savannah said, oh my gosh, that's Rachel. She is such a hoe. They just sound like haters to me.
Yeah, because what? It sounds like a girl fucking trying to network to me. Like,
bingo.
She's trying to network. I don't know what the fuck we talk about. Yes. So with that being said, is being a hoe different for a woman than it is for a man? I don't think that it should be. In society, of course it is. Everybody fucking thinks that because they keep trying to put it on us. But what we're trying to say is it isn't. There is no difference. Because everyone on this planet that's a human being is a sexual being as well.
Thank you. It's just is what it is. And if, I mean, yeah, no. Let's take hoe out and put sexually fluid. I like that.
Sexually comfortable.
Something.
Sexually, yeah, comfortable. Like, you're just, if you're comfortable with that and everything that comes with it and who you are and your thoughts about it, then you become more open.
There we go. Yes, I implore people, like, I want people to get out and explore shit. Like, stop just fucking one person. Unless you're married to them, then, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, but seriously,
you know, if you are okay with monogamous relationships and partnerships and fucking marriages, then continue to be okay with it. That's fine. But if you're not okay with it, then don't be like, don't let society make you think that you should be. Like, you gotta be in this monogamous thing and you gotta reach for that just because that's what's all, that's the only thing placed in front of you as an example of a successful family.
We already know our society has its own issues to deal with, so don't let them tell you what you should be doing.
About shit.
They ain't got they shit together, so it just is what it is. But no, hoe is not a thing.
It's not a thing, so do you, R.
It's time for
the You Ain't Shit playlist. So for this week, my first song that I'm putting on the playlist is Thick by DJ Chos featuring B-King. It's a real twerk song, y'all. Y'all gonna like it.
Yeah. When you hear this song, you think of P-Valley. That's all I kept thinking was P-Valley in my head.
Which I still gotta get to, man. So I still haven't gotten to it yet.
Tonight was the season finale, which it could have been better.
I like things like that because that means I can binge.
Yeah, it's only 8 episodes. You ain't missing that.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be watched in a day.
Terrible acting, but great stories. Okay, so my first song is going to be Fret Rules by ASAP Mob featuring, I think it's Big Sean and Playboi Carti.
Boy.
Off of the Cozy Tapes Volume 2. If you know, you know. If you don't, get into it.
Because it'll be on the playlist, so get into it.
Yes, please.
Pray for ASAP for...
Nah, pray for ASAP Mob because they don't know what they're doing. He is the most relevant person in ASAP.
I mean, we still got Rocky holding it down.
Rocky ain't holding nothing down. Rocky ain't paying no music. No new music.
Rocky has a modeling deal with Fenty.
That he's keeping money to himself.
Yeah, money. Fenty skin. Like, look at that beautiful brown skin. Get into it. Rocky, and he got the ASAP name right on there. This is ASAP, Rocky, and Fenty.
Nobody ASAP Mob but himself, okay?
I guess. But check out the song. my next song is going to be by a local group named World Town Sound System. And the name of the song is Freedom. It's a dope vibe. It's a, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a real dope vibe. They use real instruments and they have this lead singer who sounds like Maxwell mixed with Tyrese mixed with, like, I don't know. I like his voice.
Yeah, the sound was cool. I can get into it. Listen, I told y'all we was going to give y'all a little bit of everything. And then for the final song, is Jessie Reyes's Do You Love Her?
I love Jessie Reyes. I love her voice.
Now, the song, what I love about the song is she starts off saying, I should have fucked your friends. And from there, the song just goes left, but I love it. It's a beautiful song. You know, she was hurt and then she felt like, nigga, you wasted my time, so I should have fucked your friends had I known. So yeah, you know, my girl, my sis, my kindred soul.
Shout out to it. But check out the playlist again. It's gonna be on Spotify and Apple, so y'all can download and twerk whenever you feel like it.
Yep. All right, y'all. So that wraps up our episode this week. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Queen Chickenhead.
And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Breezy the Gent. And then follow our podcast on Twitter and Instagram at You Ain't Shit Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes. And I think actually Twitter is You Ain't Shit Pod. I try to be real cute and cool on Twitter.
So Twitter is You Ain't Shit Pod. Instagram, You Ain't Shit Podcast. Follow us. And also don't forget that if you have a story that you want to share, that you want us to read, or a question that you want us to answer on air, email us at youaintpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is youaintpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Bye.
Ooh, bitch, you ain't shit.